Supporters of the Crimson Tide gathered at the New Orleans Convention Center for a Bama Bowl bash to cheer the team on. For head coach Nick Saban and his rival at LSU, Les Miles, things are a lot more serious. Saban says he wants the Tide to learn from their loss to the Tigers back in November, but don't dwell on it.
That kind of mindset is going to be very, very important, because every game I think we played against LSU in the last five comes right down to the wire.
Les Miles expects what he calls big boy football, with both sides playing for all or nothing.
When we take the field, we'll be an emotional, fired-up football team.
Kickoff at 7:30 at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Pat Duggins, APR News, in New Orleans. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and his rival at LSU, Les Miles, brushed off questions about the future. Both men say all that matters in the next few hours is preparing to fight for the BCS title. Nick Saban says things like which of his players will declare for the NFL draft are for another day.
You know, I guess when I go back to West Virginia and I get on the side of the mountain and watch the creek go by, I might think about some of that. I don't know when that time's coming.
Same story for Les Miles.
Yeah, a year from now, it's just so far away. I was just asked a 32-hour question, and then I went to a full year away, and I'm going, oh.
The last time the Tide and the Tigers met, LSU beat Bama 9-6 in overtime. Neither coach thinks that matters right now, with both teams in an all-or-nothing frame of mind tonight. Pat Duggins, APR News, in New Orleans.
It was a big night for the Crimson Tide. Alabama won its 14th national championship by beating the Louisiana State University Tigers 21-0. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins was at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and has this reaction to the win.
Okay, just in case you didn't hear what happened. That's three generations of the Sington family. They came from Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama to watch the Crimson Tide play for the BCS title. 86-year-old Fred Sington Jr. is the patriarch.
Overall, against a good LSU defense, I thought they played pretty well offensively, but you won't see anybody play better defensively.
And when Fred talks about football, people tend to listen. After all, legendary Alabama coach Bear Bryant recruited him as a tackle back in 1958.
They deserve this victory, and they deserve this championship, and Alabama deserves them.
More recent members of the Crimson Tide would agree. Greg McElroy was quarterback of Alabama's BCS title-winning team back in 2010. He's with the New York Jets now, and he says he's especially happy with his replacement at Bama, quarterback A.J. McCarron.
It's not about emotion. It's not about anything like that. It's about executing under pressure. And A.J. could not have been better tonight.
Linebacker C.J. Mosley was carried off the field after a hard hit following his interception of an LSU pass.
Yeah, I saw him come. I tried to give him a stiff arm, but I guess he tackled me.
Later on crunches, he explained a gesture he made to the crowd. He held up four fingers.
And when the crowd got up, I just knew it was bigger than me. I couldn't stay down. So when I went out the field, I held four fingers up because I knew that's what we wanted to win, 14 national championships. That's what we did.
As heated as the game in New Orleans was, it was only the rematch. Alabama's first round against LSU back on November 5th was billed as the battle of the century, and the crush of reporters at the Crimson Tide's pregame press conference showed it.
We got a big crowd today. Wonder what's going on this week.
That's lineman Barrett Jones. He was one of a handful of players who sat down with reporters.
Well, I think, first of all, this is why you come to a place like Alabama, is to play in big games like this.
For head coach Nick Saban, keeping the players away from the media hype was job one.
Well, you can give them all the instruction that you'd like. You know, just like we all have children that we give instruction to when they go out on a date, but you never know for sure whether they're going to do it or not.
The buzz all week long was clearly nothing compared to what went on outside Bryant-Denny Stadium on game day. An estimated 40,000 LSU fans showed up on November 5th without tickets to wait out the game. Paul George of Baton Rouge was one of the lucky ones.
I'm ready to go. I'm looking up.
He did have a ticket and a healthy dose of respect for the team his beloved LSU Tigers was about to face.
Bama's Bama. I mean, they're the epitome of football. I mean, and I used to come when I was in college back in the 70s. Lost a couple of times. Always got our ass kicked. But I'm on a 7-0 streak coming to Alabama to watch LSU play.
What George didn't know at the time was that his losing streak was about to change. Rock-solid defense from both teams kept the game nearly scoreless until halftime. It was neck and neck until the end of regulation, then came kicks during overtime.
And the
players wanted to win more than anybody else. You know, every fan can be disappointed. Every coach can be disappointed. Everybody that's associated with the University of Alabama can be disappointed. But none of them feel worse than the players.
Then came Alabama's second chance at LSU. The two teams would meet again at the Louisiana Superdome. Lineman Barrett Jones, who talked about big games prior to the November 5th loss to LSU, met with reporters once again.
We got a really good chance this time, and we're really excited about getting another opportunity. But I think revenge for us, we like to think of it more as restoring the order than revenge.
Restoring the order came as no surprise to fan Lee Sington.
For the first game they played in November, I was up the entire night before. I was tense all day. This time, completely calm. I knew it deep down that this was going to be a sweet game for us.
Lee is part of the three-generation Sington family we met earlier, and she's the daughter of former Crimson Tide player Fred Sington. She admits last night's win may cause some friction at home.
I'm married to a graduate from LSU, and this is sweet redemption.
Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. '86-year-old Fred Sington of Gadsden joined his children and grandchildren to watch the Crimson Tide win its 14th national championship. He knows a bit about the Tide since legendary Alabama coach Bear Bryant recruited Kington as a tackle back in 1958.
And this is what they deserve. They deserve this victory. And they deserve this championship, and Alabama deserves them.
His daughter Lee says she's happy about the victory, but it could cause friction at home.
I'm married to a graduate from LSU, and this is sweet redemption.
Lee is referring to LSU's 9-6 victory over Alabama back in November. Last night's championship win is the third for Coach Nick Saban, two for the Crimson Tide, and one at his previous job at LSU. Pat Duggins, APR News in New Orleans.